gotta hit the...
Get in, losers.
We're talking shit.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Get In, Loser. It is your host with the most from coast to coast, always eating toast,
Amari Stewart.
We are gathered here today with the lovely as ever, Tara's
Me.
World.
Me.
Hi. And the handsome as ever, Zach Clayton.
What up, bitches?
But Tara's all that matters. Tara's all
honestly,
that matters.
Thank you.
Not today. More importantly, we've got a very special guest today, Lila Gibney.
Hey. Thank fucking God.
Welcome.
Thank God.
I love you.
As you guys can see, having guests on our podcast is a very new thing, and it's very fun. I've known Lila for quite some time. We've all known
4 years.
We've known Lila for some time.
Yeah. We know each other.
She was the first person I ever hung out with in LA.
She hit me up, and I was like,
oh my God, Lila Gibney is like hitting me. Yeah, I like freaked out. In my kitchen, in my old apartment.
I told Tara, I will literally be your mom, even though I cannot even take care of myself. Like, I will protect you at all costs.
We went to Saddle the first day we met.
It's true.
First date?
I want to tell you guys about the first time Lila and I met. But first, want to remind you guys to follow us on all social media platforms at Get and Loser Pod. Remember, audio comes out 2 days before video.
Yep. It's true. Also, my Instagram just got deleted. Instagram's transphobic, so make sure to follow my new one.
You just randomly deleted?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At Lila Gibney Backup. Feel free to follow her. You should, because it's a fucking entertaining ride, as you will see.
Lila Gibney XO.
Oh, you changed it?
Yeah, I was about to say that.
I changed it. Backup was too long. I was like, nobody wants to type that.
Yeah. And honestly, typing backup, I was
nobody
like,
wants to
serious?
Type that. Yeah, right.
Okay, so I'm going to talk to you guys. Normally, every week, we update you guys on our lives and stuff, but we actually kind of just filmed. This is our second episode of the day, so if you're interested in what's been going on in our lives, go ahead and tune into last week's episode.
They didn't even, like, change outfits. I was like, y'all could at least, like, change your clothes, make sure it, like, looks like it's a different week.
I don't even think of that.
I'm just like, 2 weeks in a row now, too.
I wear the same thing on every podcast anyways, I think. I've worn, like, multiple, like, shirts. The same,
I've
like,
definitely worn this shirt a couple times.
Yeah.
I look back pretty often to make sure I'm not wearing the same thing.
Oh, I never do that.
That's it.
Anyways, okay, so I thought today would be kind of fun because, obviously, Lila's a psycho insane guest to have.
It's
because
true.
Lila will tell it all exactly how
it is.
I thought I should introduce the people. If you guys don't know who Lila is, like, I should introduce you guys, tell you guys exactly how I met Lila, where it all started. And then I think Lila should go ahead and tell us about her morning today, because I feel like that would also give you a really big idea as to who she is and what kind of person she is. So, the story's also probably kind of funny for you guys.
Yeah.
So I'm not even going to lie, Lila.
Hey. Lila. That's my name, and I haven't had it my whole life, so don't wear it out.
Lila started as a fan.
Wait, what?
Not the plan.
But the,
I forgot about
but the best, funniest fucking fan ever.
It's true. I literally stalked Amari and Trevi and Tana. And it was Jordan and Carrington and Elijah.
Yeah, and Malia. We're out.
Who?
Malia. It was like, I think it was Malia's birthday. We go out to like a hookah bar. We go to dinner. We go to a hookah bar. And
I was going to school, like literally college in Iowa. But I was visiting LA. I like quit my job. I was like, I'm going to visit LA. I'm never going back.
And this bitch, I'm assuming, is watching our Instagram stories, sees where we are. And we come out of this restaurant, like, honestly fucking hammered, because we're literally, like, ditzy little 19, 20-year-olds in L.A. with fake IDs
In
Koreatown. Yeah, so,
Koreatown.
You know, they really don't give a fuck over there. We're like, look at my paper shit. They don't care. So
you could literally show them a picture of, like, Meemail. or like your dog, and they would take it.
I could show them Lil Bill.
And be
like, looks about right. And so we walk out, and here's Lila, drunk as shit. We weren't expecting to run into you here either, considering we're in Koreatown.
And you had no idea who I was. You were like, who is this, like, boy?
But literally after we met you, see you all the time, like, on Twitter. Like, we would run around and be like, this is the funniest person we've ever met. Like, all your tweets, aww, all the shit you would say, like, so straightforward, but just fucking hilarious.
Less.
Hilarious. I remember it was Christmas, and Tana surprised me with your mugshot.
My mugshot hoodie.
Mugshot.
Me and Jill.
You got arrested.
She came out with mugshot hoodies.
Sure.
We
got
and
to talk
we
about
loved
that,
Lila so much that, like, we would always talk about the fact that, like, she
where
had
are those
hoodies?
Hoodies?
We have them.
Oh,
I want one.
No, yeah, one Christmas. It's Christmas. Like, it's my house in Vegas. And Tana's like, okay, like, there's one gift that's, like, not, like, it's a gift, but it's not, like, some, like, it's not, like, serious gift. You know? Because Tana's like, hey, big spender. But like, there's like one gift that's like, you're just going to love no matter what. You know, like there's always that.
Yeah,
item
like awesome.
You
know? Exactly. Like very like Laura DIY. Yeah.
And so I open up this fucking box and it's the Lila Gibney mugshot. And I was screaming, prized possession.
I've still never have seen it to your mugshot.
Thank God. What do you mean? That's the goal.
But damn. Well, I want to see it.
It was cute. It was like shaved head. Like
how long
like
ago was
my,
this?
The sides of my head were shaved like Zach, but the top of my hair was like fully long and curled, like with a strip lash hanging off, like snake skin IMGA tube top, like the first IMGA tube top I ever wore. And like, I remember I donated plasma for like 4 weeks to be able to afford the $75 tube top in Iowa. And I bought it. And then literally I went to like a Fetty Wap concert in Iowa. And it was like 2 p.m. Like I wasn't transitioning. People would ask me like, oh, are you like, what do you identify as? And I'd be like, don't care. Like I didn't know that like even being trans was a thing. And so I was just living my life and I was wearing like short shorts, fishnets, and an IMG tube top. And literally,
It was green.
And I remember it was like noon and I was like, okay, wait, I have to get drunk, but I hate drinking. So I put like the Crystal Light liquid in like vodka. And so it didn't taste like anything. There was no like consistency. It was just like vodka, but it tasted like grape juice. Yeah. And then literally the cop came up to me and she was like, you're like falling over. And I was like, take a Xanax, babe. And she was like, what? And then the next thing I know, I like literally woke up with like a bunch of large men around me in jail. And they were like feeding me like raw, like shit. It was scary, babe.
Yeah, Lila's a wild one.
It was scary. It was really scary.
How long ago was that?
It was May of 2018.
Oh shit.
Oh.
It's only 3 years ago. I was in prison. Throw a photo. I'll send it to Amari.
Pop the photo. Lila's a fucking savage. So savage that she actually likes to walk out on things. And I was actually kind of a little nervous for the fact that she was gonna walk out of our podcast today. Please, but I know so. She would never do that.
Never.
One of my best friends for a very long
time. They could
never
make me leave.
Would never walk out on
ever.
Us. But today, she walks into my house, actually, and has this fucking story.
So I wasn't even planning on being here. I was supposed to be filming a cooking show. And I know to, like, anybody that knows me, they're like, what? You just, like, Postmates 12 times a day. And it's like, I do. But I was asked to do a cooking show, which, like, I don't even know how to, like, boil water or, like, turn on my oven. And so I was like, okay, but I'm down. Like, it'll be cute. Like, I'm down to, like, make something, eat something. Like, I'm always hungry. And so I went, even though it was like a free deal, like whatever. And I went and it was just so unorganized. Like I walk in, makeup by Ash Simmons had just cleaned me out like the crack of dawn. I literally wake up at like 2 p.m. by the way. So like
I was wondering why you were up so early. Like you were up before me. I was like,
Tara wakes up at like, she wakes up at like 7:30 to like read. And I wake up at like 6:30 only if Makeup by Ash Simmons is at my door.
It's like a doll skill shoot.
And so I go, I get glam and I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even get a blowout. Like whatever, she does my hair. And I get there and it's so unorganized. The host didn't even know her script. I'm like, okay, if I wanted to waste time, I would literally get on Seeking Arrangements. Like I hate to break it to you, but like if this is not on literally like Hulu or something like iconic, I don't know why I took a Suburban here. And I took literal full bourbon and it was wasting my time. So we were like about to start our challenge. It was like a cooking show. And I was like,
this is today.
Literally this like morning. What? 6 hours ago? And I turned to my partner about to film our challenge. And I go, you're going to hate me, but I really have to pee. Little did she know I would be walking down Beverly Boulevard. And I literally, like, as I'm talking to her, I'm, like, calling a Suburban, like, an Escalade, like, seeing which one's closer, like, a Tesla. Calling all of them on, like, Lyft and Uber. Like, get me the fuck out of here. And so I left. And then, like, they're all calling me, like, where'd you go? I'm like, oh. Like, I don't know. In a bourbon, like I'm on Bluetooth. Sorry. Oh, so I left, and I'm like, I hate that I'm like that, but like, don't waste my time.
Yeah.
I'd rather see a sugar daddy.
What were you gonna make? Like, what was, like, the challenge?
The first challenge was, like, the TikTok trend, like, the whipped coffee that Bretman always made.
Oh, I made that for a YouTube so video. Good. It cracked, by the way, if you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel.
It's
check it
so
out.
Good.
Subscribe.
And then the other one was, like, the cloud bread. I never made that, but I made the coffee. I was so excited. Coffee. I found out about it like 2 weeks ago. Bitch, I was ready. And then I wasted my time. Yeah. So I was like, ew. Yeah.
Who was it? Like, whose show was it?
It was for Snapchat.
Oh, and it was unorganized like that?
It was, yeah. Mm. And then they were like, that's how production is. I was like, I mean, I've been on like a couple productions. None of them have been this. So I'm good. I'm good. Bye.
Have you been on a podcast?
And then Ari was like, let's go get high on the podcast. I was like, okay. And then Amari was like, come on the podcast. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I was on the way here. I think I was on the way here. And Amari was like, yo, is it cool if like Lila comes as a guest? And I was like, fuck yeah. Run that shit.
Yeah, here we are.
I watch the group chat go all day and I just like don't answer texts, but I do read them and I love them.
No, kind of same. Like, sometimes I feel like because I don't respond, but then it's like, okay, like today 2 p.m. Like I don't even respond.
Oh,
to
I
that.
Always
I'm
read
like,
it.
Do they think I'm going to like not show up or something like that?
Oh,
because
I hate
I'm just
texting,
not responding.
I
like I just, it's like 2:03. I'm like, all right, outside.
Yeah.
Also, have you seen the video of Black China? She goes, I'm out. And she takes off her headphones on the No Jumper podcast. And he goes, you're what? She goes, I'm out. He goes, you're at what? She goes, I'm leaving. She goes, you're really weird. And ever since then, I've just been inspired.
I love Adam. He's not weird at all.
At all. I feel like nicest guy ever. I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, I was everywhere.
Have you been on a podcast before?
Yeah, I was on Adam 22's Mr. No Jumper. So hot. Sorry, Lena. And then I was on, Kai and Levi Bentley. It's like the medium rare podcast. And they literally made me hit the bong at the end of it. And it was salvia. And then I went on a whole salvia trip. So that's like, somewhere linked.
Isn't that
somewhere.
Like intense as fuck.
Insane. I was in like a Rubik's cube. Yeah, it was insane. I've been on a couple, crazy. And I think I went on one other, but I forgot. Oh, and then I went on these like Calababes. It was like these like older Calabasas moms, like so hot, so fun.
Well, don't I worry. Remember you did like a. Huh?
Don't worry, we won't make you hit salvia
today. Okay, thank God.
Oh, absolutely not. No, salvia's fucked.
I'm down for a shot or like a butt chug, salvia is too much.
We'll get to the shot. Don't worry.
Okay, perfect.
We've got some things planned.
I have to finish my shot.
We got some crazy shit planned.
But I remember I saw you do like the thing where you like walk forward. It's not like Refinery 29, but it's like one of those companies, like not like Elle Magazine.
Oh,
it's. What was it? I remember.
Jubilee,
yes.
Those videos that are like, who is more likely to, or like, what do you like the people of the same
they
race,
like bring
same sexuality? Yeah,
into
yeah.
A room. And pretty much like.
I forgot. Uh-huh. That was my first thing I ever did. I remember they
you
asked me to do it, and I was like, I don't even think I was at 10K. Like, I think this is right when I met you at like Homeboy's birthday at your guys'. Yeah, I like Brad's birthday, like Tana's crazy ex. Okay, whatever. And then they asked me, this like company was like, oh, we'd love to have you in this video. And I looked and they had like 3 million views or more on every video. And I was like, okay, hot. And I remember getting up at like 6 a.m. to like glam glue down my own wig, put on this dress that I stole from Goodwill and like go and like take my literal like Uber pool in full stilettos that didn't fit me that I also stole from Goodwill to this filming thing. And I was, and then go to my shift at McDonald's. And I was like, okay, no, this is insane. I'm gonna be a celebrity. And then I was just like, it was cute. It was a moment.
Okay, I'm gonna be a celebrity.
I was like, okay, I feel A-list.
Me live streaming on you now, thinking the exact same thing.
I was like, I see one camera, two cameras. Okay. It was a moment.
That's everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Holy fuck, I need to like recuperate after that one.
Yeah, I need a break after
that. Unless you want to join the podcast.
A lot of times on the podcast we talk about like current events and just shit we've like seen on social media, and you are an influencer yourself and are very tapped in. Yep. See a lot behind the scenes.
Yep.
But one thing that's been trending like throughout the past like I'd say like week and a half has been, I don't know, I'm assuming you've seen it because you have the TikTok app and YouTube. Yes, you do.
How do you know?
I've gone through. I just went through your phone.
Okay, hot.
I've seen you on there before.
We've all seen it. Honestly, we've all seen
what
I'm about to talk about.
I'm like Jaden and Nessa.
Don't get me fucking started.
Yeah, same.
No, that's the past four episodes.
Don't get me fucking started.
No, Addison Rae saying hi to Donald Trump at like the
that was smart of her
boxing game or boxing well, game boxing match no, whatever the fuck it was. Addison Rae saying hi to Donald Trump, and so there's a lot of like controversy around it because of the fact that it's like. she was saying hi to Donald Trump, and it's like, you shouldn't support Donald Trump for XYZ, but then it's also like, why are people attacking her when all she did was say hi? Because he was like,
was one of the presidents,
like, is a political figure. Like,
I don't know, like, what would you guys do?
I think the idea behind it is smart, but the person is not smart. Like, the fact that she went up and like showed her face.
And, then you've got the milk boys.
If I was Addison Rae, I would sit my happy ass down.
Yeah, I would
stay in my fucking seat with my security.
I would
drink my fucking drink. Her whatever,
like,
she was drinking.
Like, I wouldn't. I don't think I would.
I would say hi to Donald Trump.
What you could gain? Hi. Like, nothing. And so for me, a trans woman, me seeing that, and I feel like anyone else who sees that, whether they be a minority or not, anyone else who sees that, whether they support Donald Trump or not, because I don't support Donald Trump and I don't give a fuck, but I don't give a fuck if you do either. But just like, hi, I'm Addison.
Like, if you don't support him, then why would you even, like,
Yeah.
And then you also have such
But also, I can't say anything because I would, you know, my ass would be like, hey, boys.
Yeah.
Like, I would probably say hi, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely, I know for a fact.
But honestly, I probably wouldn't. I'd probably throw something at him.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I'd be, like, too, like, ew. Like, I would be, like,
I can't even say I would just because Addison's so sweet. I try and, like, be nice. But,
Yeah, I love I love her, but, like, I wouldn't.
I know
I
for
love
a fact.
The idea of putting her face in front of people, but not Donald Trump.
Not that.
Because, like, Olivia Rodrigo even, like, went and, like, spoke at the White House. And I was like, okay, like, influencer, like, celebrity type people are speaking.
With fucking Biden.
And like, Amelie, she's, like, doing insane, like, core, like, legal stuff, too. So I'm like, Addison, go the fuck off. Like, try and get your name, like, in that door. Like, cool, but, like, Donald.
Why would Donald Trump?
But with the wrong person, he's not in the office anymore. Yeah. And then I personally don't think I would say hi to Donald Trump. I feel
like Charlie didn't do it.
I'd probably be, like, a little starstruck. Like, oh my
Charlie
God,
would never.
Donald Trump, that's insane. Like, that was the president of our country. And, like, also before that, he was
But I would, like, have, fired. Like, I would have, like, the satisfaction of being, like, especially if I was Addison Rae, like, I would, like, fucking flip my hair and not say
Never.
And then there's also a lot of, like,
my hair.
Like, honestly, Jordan would never. She, like, she knows her brand. Jordan would never say hi to Donald Trump.
Jordan
yeah.
Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
She was on your guys' last podcast, right?
I was thinking of all the Jordans. Last episode. I was like, which one?
And then there's, like, a lot of, like, talk about, like, her political background now because she's, like, from Louisiana, which is the South. So now people are like, oh, she's actually a Trump supporter. And then, like, there's, like, old tweets where she's like, oh, don't, like, believe everything you see on the internet, blah, blah, blah. Like,
damn, I've been disconnected.
Her, like, voter registration, all this stuff.
She,
and then
she made a bad decision by even trying to say hi to Donald Trump, but also it didn't help the fact that, like, Nelk was
right there. Because
you know Nelk is going to like, oh, not a chance, no. And you know they're going to
And they interviewed her. They interviewed her after. What's the... Salim. Yeah.
Wait, what'd they say to her?
Rafiki.
Anything like crazy?
He was pretty much just like asking her. Like, no, it wasn't anything crazy. Like, it wasn't,
what do you
like,
look
Trump
for in
related.
A guy?
Yeah, what do you look for in a guy?
And then, like, he like made jokes like some like saying like he got to have like a good dick though, right? And she's like, oh no, I can't talk about that.
Yeah.
Like,
whatever. In reality, she's like,
I love her little awkward laugh.
Yeah,
she's like, so cute.
Yeah,
but like,
no, she's like,
Let's
not be talking to Donald.
Yeah, no, let's avoid Donald.
Yeah,
that's
my personal stick to Donald Trump.
Let's avoid Donald.
Yeah, he's boycotted.
But seeing him is not the most crazy thing ever. Or I think seeing him is pretty crazy.
It'd be crazy to see him for sure. I'd be like, wait, what the fuck are you doing here?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, like, also being a political figure that's, like, hated so heavily. I, like, if I were Donald Trump, I wouldn't want to like,
I wouldn't leave the house.
My face.
Yeah. I wouldn't fucking leave the house. That's so scary.
I'm confused to why, why he was at the UFC.
Yeah, think about even, like, days where, like, just as an influencer, you get in a scandal. You're like, oh, like, if I get seen by
Donald Trump,
I'd be scared to be around Donald Trump in public. Like, he's hated by so many people. Like, imagine leaving your house like that. Like, I'd be scared for my life.
And he's, like, looking at the crowd, like, waving to everybody. I'm sure it was.
Like,
I
guess you're even talking about Donald Trump. I'm like,
no, exactly.
I can't even say anything. I won't be able to fly JetBlue tomorrow.
That's funny. Okay, well, I think that can go ahead and conclude this segment on updating you guys on our lives.
Our news update.
Introducing
news
you guys
update.
To our guests.
Ready for the next current event. Shit.
Now we're going to have some fun.
Get in, loser. We're playing Shot Roulette.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
With my Red Bull.
So it only felt right because of the fact that we have Miss Lila Gibney here. Actually, cheers to you guys. I'm going to take a sip for my audio listeners. Here's the little... El Centro.
El Centro.
So we're doing this four times.
For my little audio listeners, here's a little ASMR for you guys. Ready?
Wait, ready?
Yeah, so our guest last week is a anti-alcoholic, hates alcohol.
She
so,
just like disappeared.
No, yeah, she went to go get some cha-cha or whatever, cha-cha matcha.
She went home.
But we have Lila, and we know Lila likes to, you know, have a little fun.
I love to drink, and I love to have fun, but I also, like, am obviously anti-alcoholic. Like, duh.
You were so wholesome for that week. I loved it.
I just went home to Iowa. I'm from Iowa, you guys. And I went home to Iowa and was sober from alcohol and dab pens and edibles and marijuana
the
for literally
time.
10 yeah. days.
Damn. That's
the
insane.
First 10 days, probably in like a year and a half. Because even before my vagina surgery, they were like, no smoking for 3 months. And I literally still, I need a blunt.
You
could have
smoked for 3 months.
So I still took a couple hits, but like that was the longest I went sober for like my, like a while.
I love how you're like exactly like the same. Sober versus, like not exactly
yeah, like
the
I
same,
still
but
act
like you
the
still
same.
Keep
I
your
still
personality.
Feel
yeah.
ish the
yeah.
same.
Some I'm very, people like, drink and smoke way too much to where, like, that's their personality when they're drunk.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll be, like, high and then they're funny.
That's why I'm trying to get out of that. That's why I'm, like, trying so hard to, like, not drink as much. That's why I'm, like, boring
I feel
now.
That. I feel that. Yeah,
I'm, like,
literally
so boring now.
You're not boring.
Well, I know I'm not boring, but, like, I don't, like,
your personality is, like, not, like, super
high. Wait, really quick pause. I see homegirl here with the shots, and I just can't help but, like, include her in this conversation.
Oh,
special delivery.
We are playing Shot Roulette. If you've never played Shot Roulette, it was a huge trend on TikTok. And basically, we've got a round of shots. There's four of us. So there's four shots. Three of them will be water. One of them will be a shot. Whoever gets the shot has to answer a question. Pretty similar to Hot Seat like we played in the last episode with Jordan.
Yeah.
But one person just gets crazier. Unlucky and then even more unlucky. Unless you really want alcohol right now.
You know what's fucking me up too is those don't even look like shots. Like, that's a lot. That's like...
No, it's like a full, like, cup of water.
Remember when I used to beg?
Yeah.
I would beg but, okay. for it. I'd be like, I
guess,
need that fucking
tequila
shot. I think
or
they might have
alcohol, either or.
Exactly.
I was like, I fucking want to be in the hot seat.
Tara, do you want to do the honors and pass them out?
Clayton?
Fuck.
Don't smell it.
Okay, perfect.
So we'll be playing four rounds today in honors of four people.
I'm
no
scared.
Sniffing your glass because I feel like that's just
yeah, no sniffing.
Cheating.
My nose doesn't work. Literally had like four nose jobs. Doesn't work like that.
Oh, I'm
looking a little hefty
work.
Too.
I'm fucking terrified.
Oh my god, this is.
Like, look at that. If that's alcohol.
Thank
I,
you,
I don't
Ty.
Know
baby daddy.
Is
we're embarrassing that.
Nose,
no chance.
Guys.
All right.
I'm congested. I couldn't smell you the way.
Sorry.
What did you say?
I think it's
fuck,
none of us.
Man, this is.
Wait, what? One of the shots?
Yeah.
Oh, and so whoever has a shot has
bubbles.
To... Oh, wow.
I feel like I also won't be able to know, too, if I chase.
I was thinking about the bubbles,
too, but I don't know which... Oh. Is there bubbles in water? Like, I don't think water has bubbles. So I'm
water has bubbles.
I feel like
oh,
sometimes.
Wait. I thought water has bubbles.
All right, all right.
I don't know. I feel like alcohol doesn't.
Okay, ready?
I feel like alcohol doesn't, too.
All right, cheers so to love. Oh. Cheers to honor.
Dude, I'm so scared.
If you have a shot, reach for the chaser, because obviously some of us bitches have water.
Who was it? Oh my god.
He's like, please now.
Oh my god.
Ah, I love water.
Is it? Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
God.
All right.
Wow, that was
the audio
terrifying.
Listeners.
Wait, that was the first time I've ever like expected to take a shot and
it
was water.
Shot.
Like, is, right. God, I feel like
ew,
I'm sober living.
At least it was Cosmic Goes Blanca. We took a shot of Jose Cuervo right before shooting this episode. You can taste the difference.
Hot seat.
Oh my god, I'm kind of jealous.
Right. Since Lila's the guest, I mean, if you want, you can pick one of the questions here, but you get to ask the question.
I mean, what do you want
to
know?
Well, you don't have to.
No, it's for
no, 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 you have to ask me questions.
Amari got the shot.
It doesn't
so
have to be a question,
question
off this list.
Are we doing one question each?
Yeah, if you have a question off
yeah,
the head,
let's do a question
off the head, do
okay.
it.
Okay,
it doesn't
Amari.
Have to be something off the list. If there's something you actually just want to ask me that you think.
I can ask you some of the ears. Oh my
I
god.
I love one of these.
Do you have acid reflux?
No, I hope not.
I thought you were asking me that.
Okay, like, answer one of them. Either the ever stolen anything, if it's like a good story, or biggest lie you've ever told. Or like if you want to just go all out and say, tell me someone you're friends with who you literally hate.
That's the one I was going to say.
Go ahead.
Holy fuck.
Go crazy.
but not if they're in here.
no, I don't hate anyone in here. Okay. I feel like
she
ever stolen anything is kind of like stupid because I've talked about stealing on the podcast
oh,
before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very obvious I've stolen alcohol before. I've definitely
so
stolen
like a bottle of AB blue in your crotch.
No, it was always like Tito's. But or it was always like a handle
What's
of Fireball
with the
and a bottle of like Bacardi. A
handle of Fireball.
But it would be like two with
Fireball?
The same time. A handle of Fireball and a bottle of Bacardi Dragonberry at the exact same time in my pants. Clink, 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 out the store, whatever.
I felt that. I really did.
I'm not encouraging that kind of behavior because I don't think it was a good decision. My friends just kind of made me do it because I was the youngest one. I
don't
like
condone that behavior.
Ever. Don't do it, you guys. You'll go to
don't
fucking
steal.
Prison.
I do have a funny story, though. There was this one time, though. It was spring break, and it was my senior year of high school. And my parents, they gave me a lot of money to go on spring
Thank
break.
Thank God.
And I stayed home from spring break, and then spent all the money on weed. And then I decided, wait, I want to go. And so I spent all the money on weed and, like, pretty much just hid the fact from my parents that I, like, didn't go for the time being. And then I was stealing, obviously. I was like, oh my God, now, like, I spent all my money on weed. Yeah. I need, like, swim trunks. Like, I need, like, a bunch of different cute swim trunks. Like, it's going to be really fun. Like, I need a lot. I need, like, a different one every day, you know? It's like I was an IG baddie in the making. Mm-hmm. So I go to a Rip Curl at, like,
a what?
An outlet mall. Like, a Rip Curl. It's, like, board shorts, swimwear. Oh. Like,
okay, hot.
Okay.
Is that, like, a Vegas thing?
No.
I've never heard of a Rip Curl.
It's like a skating surf brand.
Yeah.
You guys
I know Rip Curl.
Thank God. Okay. I'm not crazy. So I go into a Rip Curl.
It was an Iowa and
Texas
thing.
It's like something like Billabong. Yeah. Like, do you know Billabong? Okay, okay. It's like one of those stores. Right. And so I go in and I come with my like PacSun shopping bag because I did work at PacSun at the time. But I had like a big ass PacSun shopping bag. And so I go into the Rip Curl and there's like one pair of jeans in the PacSun shopping bag. This is at a different mall that I worked at too. I just had a PacSun shopping bag on deck because I made sure I had a big one or whatever, and like it was my stealing bag.
Yeah,
and there was a PacSun in the outlet mall.
I feel
so
like everybody
like
went through that.
I was shopping in the mall. Like I thought it through.
Mine was PacSun.
I thought it through.
Actually, wow.
Yeah, had a giant PacSun bag, like one pair of jeans in there, so it looked like I was shopping at PacSun or whatever. Wasn't shopping at PacSun. It was just a pair of jeans from my house. I go into Rip Curl, and they like I don't know what was up with their fucking like, what's it called? Like their theft prevention or their I don't know, whatever. But they just did not give a fuck. So I'm like sitting there looking around. Sorry, I'm like congested, guys. It's allergy season.
Hack it up.
So I'm looking around. I see there's like, they don't really give a fuck. And I'm like opening my bag and I'm just like shuffling through swim trunks. And I'm like, these are cute. Unhook them. Like they just
put
fall
it in
my
your bag.
Yeah. They just fall into my bag. Next pair, unhook. Unhook.
No.
Unhook.
Security tags?
No, there were no security, because it was an outlet mall. So you know how outlet mall like extra shit?
Because that was like the worst. Like, yeah. I would like hide them throughout the store.
Yeah.
So like, they wouldn't find them in the dressing room.
It was always a thing like an outlet mall.
With the tags though, like those big tags, what are they called? Ink like, tags?
Yeah.
It got to the point where I would literally like Google like how to get rid of ink tags and I would walk into the store with like scissors or a lighter.
I would just rip them off.
People would come to PacSun
holes and everything, and I would have to. I would like hide them so they wouldn't find them.
So
like,
when I
at the
worked
top,
at PacSun,
like under the bench,
people would come in with like magnets, and like they would rip them. Like it didn't matter. Like I'd find clothes with ink on them. Like it was intense.
Oh, ink never exploded on me. Then I got
like,
caught at Zoomies.
People, with lighters was a heavy thing. Ari knows how to use the lighter.
No, I got arrested at Zoomies.
That was the only place I ever got caught with Zoomies. Okay, continue.
Zoomies on they shit.
Really slayed it up at Rip Curl one time for spring break, and then I went on that spring break, and then later went into Anaphylactic Shock that same spring break, so I feel like it was like instant karma. Anyways, next question.
Wow, okay.
Rip Curl.
So you another question?
Or we could just...
I think just one, and then we have three
one
rounds.
Each?
Or four rounds.
Four rounds.
We have four rounds. So
okay. Like...
Fuck, four?
Should we do one or two rounds
next?
Each?
Probability is high
one
here.
Each. Okay.
Can I pass them out this time?
Yeah, come on.
Four rounds.
Okay.
All right.
Preach. Okay. I'm not going to look.
You pass them out. Yeah, don't look.
Okay. Sorry. Perfect.
Don't look at the fucking thing.
I'm not looking. I'm not...
Okay, what was sketchy about the first one is, like, I feel like you guys all had bubbles, and then, like, all of a sudden there were no bubbles. Like,
I was looking for bubbles, too.
I don't see any bubbles in this one. I don't see any bubbles in yours. If I have a fucking shot again.
God, fuck. I already know. There's no chance it's not.
Three, two.
Wait, can I get the red? I just know. I'm scared. Just in case. It's right here in the center.
Hey, get in, loser. We're taking shots.
Period. Done.
I'm praying it's water.
Dude. That is so scary. Like, you don't understand.
Yep.
Mine's water.
Well, Tara
got it.
I think I know who got it.
So annoying.
I tasted the water and got
it. Like I'm literally in sober living.
Okay, I guess I'm not seeing again.
Okay, Tara.
Mm-hmm.
You could also ask her questions like that aren't on this. Like this is just like a.
It's just
get the
a guideline.
Juices flowing. Or
have something in your head.
Who needs to be canceled?
Who needs to be canceled? I don't. I was just about to be like, anybody deserves.
Who do you see like with like such a fat fucking platform that you're just like, ew? Even though everyone like deserves a platform, but like who like doesn't?
Well, I think a lot of people don't deserve.
Okay, great.
But,
give
like,
me a name.
Not that they do anything bad. Fuck. Okay.
Don't be shy. Get some more.
Don't be shy.
Okay, fuck.
You got this.
J- just, I mean, I don't think they don't deserve it, but like they don't do anything that like puts any effort in, you know what I mean? Like Bella Porsche has like a huge platform that like I don't think she really does anything, but like, I mean, that's kind of, I haven't really seen her in a while.
But like neither do I. Like neither does anybody. But like also they
she's
do.
She's like 50 million followers. I'm like, for
I know
what?
Her. Her
like,
following's insane considering she just sits with her alpaca. But like,
yeah, and I mean, it's just it is like a lot of luck on TikTok. Well, like TikTok comes with a lot of luck if you're like really pretty and like,
yeah, she's hot.
Dances and like do whatever the fuck. I don't care. Her like oh that like said, top, I don't care. Top oh, fuck I that Coley and Topper
who?
People.
I don't know who that is.
Topper has 22 million followers. That those really like stupid pranks that they do. Coley like, signed with We Are Verified.
Is it cringy like Instagram pranks?
It's really
like,
bad. It's really bad.
Like obviously really fake as hell.
So obviously fake
not
as hell.
Not the really bad.
They don't do anything
they're
at
like,
all.
Like haha, relatable.
Them, those videos piss me off.
Fucking, ugh, fucking who else? I feel like a lot of people like don't really.
I saw one of those Daniel Mack videos the other day where he was like, what do you do for a living? And the guy had like so many Lamborghinis and so many cars. And he was like, yeah, I'm a YouTuber. And then I clicked on his account and I was like,
awesome,
who's he? Like, I was like, when did he, like, who is this guy? And where did he get 8 million followers? And why does he have so many Lamborghinis? Like so many people are like, that's so weird. But also mm-hmm. I feel like every time I see like a Lamborghini or G-Wagon, I don't give a fuck because I'm like, I know you rented it from like RD. Like oh, I know yeah. you I know you like that's, I know you didn't swipe your card.
There's just like a lot of people that like don't do much because TikTok is it's a lot of luck. With right. like nowadays, like you can literally just like blow up and then like just
like kinda 6 years ago you had to actually like grind somewhat
to yeah and if you're just like really pretty now like you can do whatever you want just move your you can just like make like little thirst traps all day long
it's
and
so
you'll
easy.
Have 10
so
million
easy.
Followers like so easy
yeah
so I guess that
so okay, anybody that hot. Got it for no reason honestly which there's a lot yeah Bella Porch literally got famous for looking at the
it's
camera
like
I
think like, of like 20 people but like I hate them
she no, literally goes yeah, right no.
Like when really? The pop comes up to her, she just like ignores it.
Doesn't speak.
I was like, okay.
She made my, she was like viewing my friend's house, and she made them like get out of the house and like sit on the sidewalk while she viewed their house.
What?
And they texted me about it. I was like,
oh you told me about this.
Yeah.
Which is so
yeah,
weird.
Don't know
I was
about
like,
that.
Oh, okay. Miss A-list celebrity, like what? And she has the most viewed TikTok. It has like 500 million views.
Like, and it's her going like
M to the
yeah.
B. Is it that one?
Yeah, no, I think it has more.
Yeah, probably.
Remember James's Christmas transformation got like a billion.
Wait, what?
I love James.
Remember
oh,
James?
The
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was really good, actually.
That was
good. It got a billion.
That was good.
What? Wait, sure? I'm...
Okay. No, no, I definitely did. Yeah, I did.
A billion?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't say things if it's false.
I'm so happy he's back on the internet.
Yeah, you do.
You know you're
not anymore. I've really learned. There's been so much in my life that I would just like, not even Amari, but I'm saying like people, I'd be like, oh, like... If I saw you today, I'd be like, Amari's shirt was blue. Like, I would say things that were so false. And so now I've literally, like, gotten, like, my shit handed to me. And I'm like, okay, you can literally only say shit because I know you're going to anyways if it's true. And so now I only say stuff if it's true.
You speak the facts.
Good for that. Okay,
how witty
round
is.
Three.
How witty like, is. Guys, we can stop
that.
Here if we want. Like, we don't got to keep doing this.
Oh, we're doing it.
Okay. Okay. Nope. Yeah, well, let's do it.
Give me something good, fuck, people. Man.
Dude, I can feel it in my gut. It's going to be me. No chance it's not. I would like to say, though, Bella Porsche's song is actually kind of good.
Yeah.
Is it?
And the music video itself. I don't think I like
the
song.
The music video is hot.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's
the production,
actually insane.
Like the budget, you know the budget behind it is.
Oh,
the budget was
I
at least 200.
I saw a little bit of the music video. The budget was crazy. Yeah. I saw
which,
a little bit.
The budget was
the song I didn't like. I was just like, oh,
even
like
the,
Build-A-Bitch or Build-A-Girl? Like,
Build-A-Bitch.
Build-A-Bitch.
And even like the...
we've all said it before.
The like people they got in it to him.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Some good cameos. But also...
What are you doing? Stop smelling them, you fucking crazy.
No, why'd you make that face?
Oh, what do you know now?
Nothing.
Oh.
Okay.
Stop.
I don't know what just happened, but...
Wait, I'm like really scared now.
Let me smell yours?
We ain't gotta do this.
Stop
it's not too late.
I'm like, I want her to know.
Wait, I think my nose is literally broken. Okay, wait.
Unless they're all just walk.
Yeah, wait. Okay, cheers.
No chance.
I just got a whiff, so it's like, either me or Amari, because I literally just got a whiff.
I feel like mine has to be water, because I can see the bubbles, which means...
Sweat it.
Molecules.
Sweat it with me. Literally, literally split it with me.
Yes, water.
Okay.
Okay, let's go
do the whole
on
thing. And you can't say
we'll die. Okay, hold on.
Oh, dude.
What I feel like we're filming
not
like
the
a
juice cleanse girl again. Like I'm on a juice cleanse and I'm drinking so much vodka.
You're just getting fucked over.
What is this tequila? Oh, this is tequila.
I always know before I come here. Like, I always say I'm not gonna drink, but I just know once I get here. There's
past 3 weeks, I'm like, I'm like a different person. Like, I'm not drinking anymore. Like, yeah, you're drinking on the podcast. You know that.
I felt that.
You haven't filmed in 3 weeks.
What the fuck? Past 3 episodes. You know what I mean?
You've been out of here.
Did you finish your
Wait,
shit?
Wait, so who got, so you got it?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, someone asked me like something filthy. Yeah, even though I don't do anything.
This is a hot topic.
Okay.
Ask me something that I have like a good answer to.
Who's the worst person you've ever had sexual intercourse with? First and last name.
Now. No.
I don't have, okay.
Now.
What?
Now. Okay. I don't need an explanation.
I'm going to ask for a different question because I've literally, I've only had sex with two people since I've came to LA and you don't know who either of them are.
Okay.
It wouldn't be interesting.
Worst
what
person
I'm saying.
You kissed?
No. I think we should give her something like much more hard hitting.
I like don't hook up with anybody, so like that would be like a very boring answer.
Have you
me.
Ever met anybody that like you saw in person was?
Oh no.
Yeah. What else is like much
that
hard
was
hitting?
Like that you were like oh my god oh I followed them forever and like oh I don't know like you didn't even know it was that person.
Look wise.
Yeah. Because I think that's important. Wait. Because literally so many people like look up to people in LA and they're like, oh my God, wow, they look like that. And then they like beat themselves up. But I feel like there's so many people that like literally look the complete opposite and you meet them and you're like, wait, who the hell are they? Miss Jordan Jones
back.
Just walked in from Cha Cha Matcha.
So you're saying like basically who's like the biggest catfish?
Yeah.
Almost.
But I don't want to be rude. Yeah.
That's good. Actually, that's good. I like that.
Fuck. She's like Amari.
Amari, you look nothing like your Instagram pictures.
Biggest catfish.
She's like, Lila, don't talk about yourself.
I'm so bad at thinking of things on the spot. Bryce Hall. I know it's not a girl, but like when I first met, like I think he's hot.
So
like,
hot.
Yeah.
He like recent. No, but like, it was the Invisalign.
Honestly, I think he's like really hot now. But like I first met him. No, I never even met him, to be honest. But I saw him first at Sway and I didn't talk to him. And I just like barely even looked at him because I was so nervous for whatever reason.
Right.
But then I was waiting for outside of a party here. At Notorious, and he was just like there, and I looked at him, and he was like, and I like looked down. I was like, wait, is that Bryce? And like, I like did not even like. I was like, wow, he looks so different. But honestly, like, I think he's really hot now. Like, I'm not even saying that. In, like,
I told him too. I saw him at Poppy, and I was like, you look really hot.
So hot.
No.
I see him like
every time you were there, Ari. So I literally, his teeth looked so good. I go, you look so hot.
Time,
so
is your catfish or isn't?
No, he's hotter in person.
Well, at first glance, I was like, oh. But like now,
TikTok
like.
TikTok first glance, ew. And me and Bryce had a really rough start.
Really?
Same.
When I first moved to LA and I was working at McDonald's and I was living in Glendale, Bryce and Taylor and someone else, Dev, I think that like promoter guy, Dev, had a house, right? Was that so, the three?
Yeah,
had a house in Glendale.
Yeah.
And I was like hooking up with this guy.
Oh,
wait, yeah.
I didn't know that, but I
and
know
I was hooking
like
up with this guy
that
thinking
was a party house.
Bryce's like bathroom or something. And no one, I didn't walk into parties and be like, I'm trans. But like people knew, duh, because I was like, my glue was falling off my wig. And so I was like hooking up with this guy in the bathroom of Bryce's room. And him and Dev walked in and were like, what the fuck? And I was like, and they were like, you know, she, and I was like, what? And then I was like, and then it was so awkward for the next 6 months. Like, they were just like, ugh. I walked into everyone, they were like, ugh. And I was like, ugh. But then we got over our beef. They were like, okay. I was like, I promise I'm not a man. Yeah, it was really weird.
Whoa.
Right. Whoa. Fuck,
hey,
Kinky. Yeah,
fuck it. Hey, fuck
I told you guys this is going to be a fucking psycho episode. Yeah. My lawyer is the guest.
Get in, loser. We're doing an ad read.
Okay, so obviously growing up, we all struggle with a lot of different hormones and skincare and acne growing up, but it's just not a fun feeling. We've all been there.
Been there, done that.
Not fucking fun. And it's really hard to learn about skincare, not gonna lie. You don't know what to use, what works.
There's so many products as well.
Yeah.
So.
Luckily, though.
Luckily.
We've got our girl Apostrophe. What's Apostrophe, you're wondering? Basically, Apostrophe partners you with a licensed or board certified dermatologist. You take a couple pictures of your skin, you let them know like your skin history, your skin goals, and they set you up with some acne clearing products. It's fucking amazing, especially if you're someone that just needs like some help, but you're also kind of lazy and don't want to like do the learning yourself.
They send you the like bottles and stuff that's like customized for your skin specifically.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You send your
you can take pictures. Yeah, oh yeah, that's cool.
So I originally started using Apostrophe because a couple of you bitches, not you bitches, you guys are the supporters, the haters, left some hate comments on my videos, and I got really insecure about my skin and the texture and the dark spots. And
it's fucked up.
Yeah, it's really fucked up. But ever since I started using Apostrophe, the texture of my skin has changed immensely. Thank God to the skin quiz.
You can actually save $15 off your first visit with a board certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/loser when you use our code.
This code is only available to you guys. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/loser and click begin visit. Then use our code loser at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit.
That's apostrophe.com/loser and use that code loser to get your dermatology visit and save $15. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast.
Love you, Apostrophe.
Love you.
Apostrophe.
Thank you.
Someone call my mom.
Okay. All right, go. Ready? All right. Round four.
Grand finale, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, okay, okay.
All right, who wants to pass them out?
Wait.
Mark. Is that? It's water.
Oh.
Oh, it's not like, water.
Damn, man, you took that one. All right, let's get this last one.
Fuck, man.
Okay, I'm done for round four.
Okay. Stop smelling them, Lila.
Literally, don't tell me what to do ever.
Shut
up. I want nothing to do with like how it's going to be. I'm like,
can we for Tara to get the shot?
To our final round
of shot roulette. With Lila give
I'm
me.
Excited.
I'm on a juice cleanse.
Arriba.
Cheers.
Cheers. El Centro. I forgot the last one. Cheers.
I'm like looking at
wait,
it.
Wait, I need like a chaser.
I have a feeling.
Ooh. Mm. Let's go, baby. Four for four.
You were talking about you live in sober living. Drink it.
Yes, Lila. Lila's consuming the shot. Wow.
That was pretty impressive. Huh?
Pop off.
Chicks.
Wow. All
right.
Go off.
Okay.
All right. So I think for this very, since this is the last one, it's round four, I think we all get to go over the question and think it's only fair.
Yeah. If
we all get a question.
It's griller.
Yeah.
It's fucking griller.
Fuck out of me, though. Let's go.
So I think, Zach, you do the honors.
Worst person you ever met in LA.
Oh.
Oh, I like that.
I'll start it slow and then y'all pick it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, I want to pick it the fuck up.
Catherine McBroom.
Oh, okay.
And like Sean and Chantel.
Okay.
Just so cunty, so rude. Like I was like, ew. Like literally, ew. Leave.
Like what, like stuck up snotty?
Yeah, it's just weird because like I've met snotty, like a snobby. Lot of people and like I'm sure like all literally all of you guys have, but like
yeah.
Even like literally Miss Stassi baby, the nicest, nicer than my Iowa friends, the nicest human being in the entire world. But then like Catherine McBroom and Chantel, I'm like, why are you so rude? Like looked at me like I was dirt, like acted like I was
them?
A peasant, like just like acted like I was gum on the bottom of their shoe. Yeah, it's a club.
Yeah, okay.
In Miami. Oh. And like, I get it. Everyone has their like bad days, off days, weird days, like hormonal days. We all have that time of the month.
Yeah, but
ladies.
If you're at a club and you're
but, like,
drinking.
Literally, don't be rude. Like, if you're in a table like section, like, just live your life. Don't be rude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they look like
nobody. Nobody's knocking.
Or are they actually having
fun? And I
just
feel like some people in LA, they like look so happy and fun all the time, but then you see them at the club or you're with them at the club and you're like, wait. Are you miserable in real life or are you just you hate being because I'll be at the club and I'm sure I look miserable when people are shoving into me or like literally yeah. Running into me, but like just don't be rude.
There's a lot
like
of
other people who are like in the same section as you too. Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's a lot of good and bad experiences,
right?
When it comes to
I've met Chantel before. She's nice.
Yeah,
never like really like, you know,
yeah,
chopped it up with her,
right?
But she was nice. Catherine, though, I've never met her, I don't think.
But
and
also,
I feel
like
if I was with Austin McBroom, I'd be a fucking bitch, too.
No, duh, same. If I was making millions, like, a month, a year, a week, whatever.
No, I don't even mean in terms of making money. I mean, like,
but just being with Austin. Like,
cheater, liar, like, not good person. Like,
family.
Like, yeah, like, I probably
clip
wouldn't
it.
Be the
clip
nicest
it.
Person
no,
either.
I'd be miserable as fuck, too.
We'll
I'd be
see that.
So sad, too.
Yeah.
She's probably
but also,
stressed.
Like,
she's like, hold on, I have to talk to my lawyer.
There's terms of, like, meeting someone and being like, oh, ew, like they were rude. Or like also like meeting someone that you've like seen forever and finally moved to LA and then they like pull a gun on you or like whatever.
Wait, what? A gun?
We'll get into that. We'll get into that.
Oh.
We'll get into that.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so into that. My question for you, if the viewers do not know, Lila loves her sugar daddies. She's a
sugar daddy
professional.
Medium slash high class.
Sugar baby. But does it well. And influencer. Part-time influencer. Full-time influencer.
Part-time influencer. Sugar baby. Only a couple hours a week because Instagram deleted my account because I'm trans. But full-time, middle class, high class, low class, sugar baby.
One thing I want to know is what's the most money you've made in like a weekend from like...
Oh, God.
Like running around being a sugar baby like with the daddy.
What's a weekend?
Or...
Let's say in like 3 days.
A few days?
Like a weekend. Like
Friday, Saturday,
or like a trip. A trip. And you can add up like what you bought, like, or like what was paid for.
Oh, okay, so that's
too different. How much money was like given to you.
Okay, first trip, bought, paid, money. Money I made and bought, everything insane was this Aspen... was this Aspen trip with this guy named Greg. It was so good. I wish I would have worn my Prada windbreaker because it was literally like $2,300. And he spent like literally like I went to Aspen. I was at my friend's house and I was leaving. It was like 2 a.m. and I went on Seeking Arrangements, but like, be careful, you guys, whatever, like just like whatever. and I this guy was like, call me. And so I called him and I was like, hi. And he was like, I'm in Aspen. I was like, well, why aren't I in Aspen? And he's like, do you want to come? And I was like, duh. And so he's like, in the morning. And I was like, I'm not doing anything here other than getting a ham and cheese croissant from Starbucks. And so I was like, I'm so down to come to Aspen. And so I called him and then I called my friend and I was like, do you want to go to Aspen? He flew us first class. I was already there and then flew us and we got him so drunk and I was like, I have no snowboarding clothes. Like I really need to go to Prada. And so we went to Prada spent like $23,000. Like he gave us like at least $10,000. Like he rented Bootsy Bellows in Aspen for us. He like gave the guy $6,000. He was like, no one else can come. It was literally us four in Bootsy Bellows for like 4 hours. Like us four. And then he was like, there were just so many things that he'd be like, oh wait, what? But then there so many things. And then I would like call the spa and be like, yeah, I like really need a massage. And we'd spend like $6,000 at the spa. Like us. Then he flew up my other friend from Jersey. Like it was a really big moment. Mm-hmm. But the most someone's ever like just given me for like a night or two was like $5,000 or $6,000.
Okay.
So like nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.
But like for sure never working minimum wage at McDonald's again. Let's just lay that one out real quick.
Oh my God.
But it was cute.
Wait, well, like I love you. Okay, Tara.
Like gravity. Wow.
I think it's your time. I thought it was gonna be. And I think you can see how far we can really take it with these questions if you want.
Yeah.
What was the worst experience you've had with like a celebrity hookup? Influencer hookup, the biggest. Whatever you want to say.
Okay, so I honestly do really want, not even like, I know y'all are like, I'm like, oh God, sweating.
I know nervous.
First of all, I know they're just scared.
I'm excited though, because I love you so much.
And I really like, I know y'all are like, oh, can this bitch shut up? But I have to take it two different directions. So the first one was definitely like, okay, so I, wait, can you help me? Because it's like lowering or something. I'm like slouching. Okay, there we go. I'll just like hold it. Like I love a workout. Okay, so the first time I ever DM'd anybody, like, okay, so I was, like, gaining on Instagram, whatever, and I was like, oh, like, if you have a blue check on Instagram, like, rappers will see it. And I was like, okay, hot. And so I DM'd everyone with a blue check. Example, not stating facts. Offset, Tyga. Y'all know where it's going. And so I'm like, okay, fun. And so I like sent all these people like messages, whatever. A couple responded. And over time, this one rapper who I've like literally been listening to since like fourth grade.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Like responded, like would be like, come over, like come to this hotel, come to this. And I'm like, okay, yeah, no, I'm down. But also like, I'm scared. Like I'm just like an innocent little trans girl from Iowa. Like, I don't want to get my guts chopped off. Like, I don't want to get my shit wrecked. And so I was like, oh, like maybe not. And over like the time span of 6 months, I ended up being like, okay, whatever. Like, yeah, I'll go. So I went. It was like 4 a.m. He was like, yeah, come to the Bel Air Hotel. And I was like, oh my God, so down. Never been. Can't afford it. Work at McDonald's. And so I went. His security escorted me. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so scared. And this is when, okay, so for y'all who like, no, because we've already been talking, like I'm trans. And so at the time I like didn't have a vagina. And so I was like so scared because I was like, oh, this is like, you just never know how things go these days, like honestly. And so I went, and when I was there, he was like, can you like not get your shit chopped off? And I was like, what? What? Like my surgery is like in 3 weeks actually. Like what? And so to me that was so uncomfortable because no one ever like talks like that, or no one like ever really like is like that.
Yeah.
But then it ended up being the best hookup of my entire life. Like he ended up paying me not to tell anybody. It was like, I know everyone's like, oh, like people pay people, but he literally like Zelled me, and I ended up manically spending it in Vegas, like literally like 20K, like spending in a heartbeat, like in Miami, Vegas, going everywhere.
But I really want to know who it is.
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
I have a guess.
But then, so that was like cute. That was like the best hookup story with someone who was like low-key degrading. But then also like Chris Brown, high-key pulled a fucking gun on me. And then his friend ended up fucking me a couple months later when I had a vagina. So like, that's none of my business. But like, people here are weird, y'all.
So like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, like, it feels like
Jordan's in the audience.
This shit is like heavy.
She's like, I should have stayed in the car. Yeah. I should have waited in the car.
She's like, I should have stayed in my poor fucking light blue ass Tesla.
Sky blue.
I love it. With the Tesla symbol
She's
removed.
She's like Tiffany
so
blue.
But this shit's heavy, and like literally seeing a big ass Glock like next to a Whippet canister pulled up to you being like, you need to go. Like you're a man. Was like, okay. Like I'll go. Like I got so scared. Yeah, so I called Vic, and I was like, Vic, I'm bawling my eyes out. I was just told to leave because I'm a man.
Vic.
Huh?
Tell them who Vic is.
Oh. How do I say it without sounding cunty? So Vic is like low-key my driver.
I love Vic to death though. He's
but like,
very,
not
like,
even
he cares
driver,
a
but
lot.
Like driver. Like I
He drives for Uber. Like Uber.
Okay,
Black.
So really, really, really quick story time. A year and a half ago, I had the sugar daddy's card. He let me on it as Uber, and Gerald. And we were spending like 23K a month on his card, because like the Uber Suburban.
No, I'm not kidding. She was in Miami 1 week. I'm not kidding. And she was talking about how she had spent so much money on Uber in 1 week in Miami, like with her
and
friend.
And y'all didn't believe me.
And I was like, there's just like obviously like Ubers cost a lot, but I was like, okay, like realistically, like how much did you spend like on Uber Blacks then throughout the week in Miami? And she was like, in 1 week we spent 8K on Ubers.
It was 23K like, in 1 week. We were in New York for Tana's show. When I remember it so
oh, vividly. Wait, that week.
And we were leaving with our suitcases.
Oh, that was
and
New York.
And
that
in New York, they had Uber Copter. And I go, it's fine. I'll just have Gerald charge it. Because Mari would text me like, Lila, we're starving. And so I'd go, perfect. And I'd get in a Suburban. I was living in the living room at the time. I'm not kidding. Living room. But I'd be like, I have Gerald's card. Because obviously his card didn't pay my rent. His card only paid my Uber, Postmates, Uber Eats.
And all your IMG.
And all my IMG. Because I had his card number. And my Gucci, my Louis Vuitton duffel. Okay, whatever. And Amari would be like, we're starving. And I'd be like, and Isabella I would be like, come over. And I'd be like, oh, come over. So I'd pull up in a full Escalade, like so fucked up. And then we'd walk in and we'd be like, let's order $300 of Buffalo Wild Wings. And we'd order so much Buffalo Wild Wings.
Cheese curds galore.
Cheese curds galore. And then
with Edgar, like, thank you, Gerald.
Thanks, Gerald. And then I remember we like, I would like Uber home, and like, we were in New York, and they were like Ubercopter. And this was after like 3 months of like 22K, 23K, 19K, like over minimum 18K. That was Jesus. I had it for 4 months, and minimum was 18K, and that was the least we spent. And then the he was just like. And then he died.
You took an
Wait, what? Hold on now. You're not going to just skip over like you didn't say that.
Wait, okay.
Oh, my God.
I literally cannot laugh when his grandchildren watch this. Rest in fucking peace. Like, I am so sorry. But Gerald died.
Stop.
Y'all
are we're gonna need to review this episode before it goes live.
No,
I'm like crying. Holy fuck. No, I remember one day.
I asked her, like, fuck.
Oh my God. I remember one day she's like sitting on our bed and she's like talking about like sugar daddy stories. And I was like, wait, how's Gerald, by the way? Like, have you talked to him recently?
The grave. The croaked.
No, she looks
croaked, bitch.
I go, how's Gerald? And she goes,
face down.
She goes, Gerald's croaked.
Face down in the dirt.
Oh my fucking God.
We're definitely gonna have to review this one.
I never watch our episodes in full before we like post them because I'm just like, I always trust it. No. This one I'm gonna have to watch in full. I'm like crying tears. Holy fuck.
So yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
I'm scared.
Okay. Well, thank you for that hard hitting question.
That was a great question.
Tara. Oh my fucking God. I'm recuperating.
Do you have like any more?
No. We've got another segment for you, and okay, we're going to ask you some questions, but oh my God.
That's like enough for shot fingernails.
That's enough for shot.
Hey, I'm like, that made me nervous. I got to pee, Lord.
Oh my God. Okay. We're good on the shot roulette.
Me fanning you with my nubs. Natalie forced me on the bull at Saddle Ranch. All my nails lifted.
What the fuck?
Suing.
All right, you guys. That concludes this segment of Shot Roulette on Getting Loser. I don't know if we'll ever do this again, or honestly, we might do it again, but it will never be this fucking insane, that's for sure.
How come that every time up. I do anything, they always ban it? I'm not kidding. I was so excited, y'all. One time, okay, so I was at Disney when I was in like first grade, and then I didn't go back until I was like a junior in high school with my dad. It was like, I don't know, it was me and him. It was like a boys thing or something. I like, yeah, I don't know. It was scary. I never got along with my dad because I was like, I don't, what? Like, you can go with like Jake, like my brother. It was weird. Like, I was never a boy.
Go like this. You have like a little like.
You're calling me ugly?
No.
Calling me
no,
fat?
No, on your lip. On your lip, you have like juice.
Oh.
What?
It's like a little, like water drop.
It's like up. Oh, right, it's here. A water drop.
Yeah.
If it's up, then it's stuck.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There you go.
Yep.
It was like glass. You're good.
And literally, when I was in first grade, my favorite characters were like the chipmunks.
Alvin the Chipmunks.
Alvin and Dale.
When I went back junior year, they were like, oh, they're like not a thing anymore because like a bunch of little kids like went and trampled them.
Well, also, I don't think they're Disney.
And I was like, oh my God. No, not every time Disney, I want to do something, it's ruined.
They were in Disney. No.
The dad's name is
Chip and Dale.
It was,
wait, is it?
Chip and Dale.
What's Chip and Dale? Yeah,
Chip and
Dale. The
male strippers
in Vegas?
No, not Channing Tatum. Chip and Dale.
Chip and Dale.
Okay, I get it now.
The chipmunks in Disney.
Oh, all I literally know is like the like Chippendales, like the like they're
band
in Vegas.
Band. So I went and I was so excited because I was like a junior in high school and I was like, oh my God, like so excited to take a picture with them. And then all the workers were like, no, y'all, like a bunch of kids like trampled them and broke their like arms and legs because they trampled them so hard. And so they can't just walk around in public anymore. Like, you know, they used to just walk around the park and you could be like, oh my God, like Pluto.
Yeah.
And now they're like, oh my God, your arms are broken. So they don't do that. I'm like, okay. I see the transphobia from here.
Oh my God. All right, so that concludes this segment of Shot Roulette. I told you guys it's fucking psychotic with Lila here on the podcast. So we're going to go ahead and segue into our next podcast.
Babe, we're in the same podcast.
As you can see, Shot Roulette got the best of me. We're going to go ahead and segue into our next segment of the podcast. So obviously having guests is very new for us. And I think it's very important to talk about something that's very important to the guest or that just like pertains to their life and like to educate the viewers. Like obviously we have a lot of fun over here on Get and Loser Pod, but I think it's important to also be serious sometimes. Like, for you, I wanted to talk about, obviously I've known you for a very long time and you've been on a long journey here in LA and I respect everything you do. Like, you're a hustler. You work very hard for everything you do.
Very hard.
And you're fucking hilarious. You have a platform. I'm like had before Instagram.
You're actually so funny. Like, but, I don't think we've ever hung out for this long, and I'm just like, you're so fucking funny.
But I love you, seriously.
You've always been like very proud of who you are, or at least like
always
like pushed yourself out that way. And obviously, we all go through like our hardships and aren't very proud of who we are, like the decisions we make, what we look like, all that stuff. We all like very much like go through it.
We all have
it.
Our moments. No.
For you, you've always been like. Like, I don't know, you just, like, really do the damn thing and serve it up as it is on Instagram and, like, look hot and everything. Yeah. But it's been a journey.
It hasn't been easy, obviously,
So I wanted to talk about your trans journey and also just, like, raise, like, trans awareness and talk about things that are more serious on the topic.
Okay.
And so I feel like my first question for you would be what, like... actually, not necessarily what, but I want you to like go ahead and like give advice out there for people. I know you've done it 7,000 times on
not even like that.
But like, what was it for you that made you realize like you should just be proud of who you are? Like whether it was even before you, I don't know. Like we've known each other for a very long time, so
I feel like there's so much confusion in the trans community, and not even trans community, but also like. LGBT, A, B, C, D, like everything community nowadays, like people wear makeup and they're like, am I trans? Like they don't know.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's hard because even when I was like experimenting with myself and like being trans and wearing fishnets and wearing tube tops and wearing bodysuits and like wearing fake lashes, I was like, oh, I'm just happy. Like, I'm just like a gay, whatever. But then I started to realize like, what I was feeling was normal because at the time, like, the only person that was out as trans was Caitlyn Jenner. Like, honestly, and, like, Eden the Doll. I remember vividly at my cabin in Minnesota when I went home, like, summer probably of, like, 2013, I remember seeing, like, model out as trans, like, from boy to female, like, whatever, male to female, and she was, like, modeling for Vogue, and I was like, oh, my God, that's crazy. This boy... now wants to be a girl. I was like, oh my God, it's normal for people. And that to me was so foreign because I was in Iowa, like nobody was even like gay. And so I was like, okay, like I thought I was different and done. People like noticed that I was different.
Do you think no one was gay or no one was like out as gay?
No one was out as gay. Mm-hmm. And so like I would like go to the Valley Fair in Iowa and like in short shorts and like a tube top and like my friend would do my makeup and I would be so drunk that I was like, oh my God, like I just want to be a girl. But then the next day we would ignore it because she was like, oh, like whatever. Like they were like, she was at the time literally a boy.
Did you ever think about that next day and think like, I shouldn't have said that?
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I wonder if they'll like judge me. But then as I transitioned, they were like, we knew, like they were like, it was so normal. Mm-hmm. And so it was good. Thank God. But
yeah,
I like, and even I Am Jazz, like, I don't know if you guys like have ever heard
of. Exactly what it is.
Yeah, I Am Jazz, like, I remember, like, she came out with her show, and I was watching it on TV, and, like...
Was it on TLC?
It was on TLC, and my cabin had no service, no Wi-Fi, but we could watch TV, and my cousin was like, what does that even mean? Like, now she's a girl, like, that doesn't even make sense. And my heart dropped, and I was like, oh, my God, like, I knew when my heart dropped every single time she came on TV, like, I was like, now it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then I just like randomly was so drunk one night. I like texted my parents when I was at college and I was like, this like isn't me. Like I'm always meant to be female. Like I know that's going to be so hard for you guys, but like I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm starting my journey.
Yeah, I'm not who I'm right now and I'm going to do it without you guys.
Yeah.
And they were just like, okay, what, like now what?
And then did you have like an experience? Like obviously you don't talk about anything you don't want to talk about.
No.
Did you ever have like an experience like, physically to where you're like, no, fuck this. I'm not dealing with this anymore. Like, I am me. I'm proud of who I am. I'm a
woman.
I think
just like, every day waking up and, like, even in high school, like, when I really even knew about being trans, like, I didn't even know it was a thing. I really didn't in high school. I was just like, okay, I'm hot. Like, I'll just wear whatever and, like, be me. Like, and I thought that would be fine for the rest of my life. But then in college when, like, I am Jazz, Caitlin, Nikita, Gigi, like, those were, like, Jeffrey, like, being different, like, whatever. I was like, okay, wait, people are different. Like, that's, I guess that's normal. And so.
It's okay.
It was okay, yeah. And then I was just like, okay, wait, what was your question?
Like, was there like a physical like experience you had?
Oh, so
like,
then every day waking up like, and being like, okay, wait, I'm putting this on, or like even like eating something, like everything I ate, like, or I'd be out with like my, I was always friends with girls. Like even in like fifth grade, fourth grade, third grade, like I was only ever friends with girls. And my whole life, everyone was like, oh, like that person is gay, whatever. But it's like at the time, yeah, duh, I was, because there was no other option. But at the time, I just felt like I was blended in. Like, I just felt like I was, like, oh, on the girls' team. And then when they told me to be on the boys' team, I was like, why? Like, I felt so hurt, and I was like, why?
Because those are all your best friends.
Those are all my friends. And I was like, I don't get along with the guys. I don't feel like a guy. I don't, like, I literally, I remember vividly, literally, like, second grade, and I remember sitting on one of those, like, fountains that shot up, like, at, like, a water park. And then I remember, like, peeing, sitting down. And I was like, oh, this feels normal for me. And somebody made fun of me, but I was like, oh, no, I just like, I just feel like that. And it was normal. But like to anybody else, it wasn't.
It's crazy.
Which I know is so weird, but like so many people now, no, they're like, oh my God, no, I did that too. And I was like, okay, hot.
But it's good for you to be able to like, I don't know, even like be on here and like talk about your experiences and stuff like that, because it normalizes that feeling. Because
so many people, trans
feeling.
Are like, well, not even trans or not, trans. Like, I know, I've noticed, like, Nikita's done it. And it's honestly, like, I'm so happy she is. Because for a while, nobody was. Like, Gigi wasn't, Nikita wasn't. Like, I, like, nobody did. But now I feel like people are so open about, like, surgeries or, like, what they have in between their legs. And it's, like, it literally should not fucking matter. Like, what is or not. Like, you are you regardless. And, like, now I'm so happy people are really open and honest about, like, sexuality and like gender identity and like the difference between and like your genitals, like
yeah,
and I'm glad like people with like big followings are doing it, because it's like there's so many people out in the world that are seeing that, and then it's making them feel a lot more comfortable.
Yeah,
and, like,
I agree.
Yeah, it's amazing because I feel like it creates like a new era of like people and like just being proud of who you are, feeling comfortable in your own skin and promoting like
because no one should be uncomfortable with like
whether you're trans, gay, bisexual, even straight, like you feel like you're ugly, like, or you feel like you're overweight, you feel like you're underweight, whatever it is, I feel like you should just feel comfortable in your own skin and be proud of who you are as a person.
Of course.
And I think the idea of obviously coming like from like, I don't know, a century where like it wasn't so accepted into a century where it is accepted, it's like it promotes like the idea of like everything being accepted, like just being comfortable in your own skin no matter what.
Yeah.
And promoting like body positivity and
I agree.
Just
and
everything
even
as
like,
a whole.
Even I get people who are like, oh my God, I live in Iowa and like I can't do this, or I feel like this, or I am like this. And I'm like, I get it. Cause literally when I was there and I like transitioned for like 2 seconds there, I had to drive like an hour and a half to even like get put on hormones or get put on therapy. Cause you have to do so much stuff for that. And like even when I got my like vagina, I was like, for a sec, I was like, oh my God, I don't even want to like identify as like anyone trans, because like fuck that, I was doing that for so long. Like now I don't even want to be put in that category. But now I'm like, you just have to defend, like, because everyone's gonna accept it, or like you just have to explain the situation to so many people, because a lot of people are just so uneducated.
And then for the people that are uneducated, going through your transition, what were some of the hardest points you like faced that like you're gonna tell someone like, I know you'll get through it, like it sucks there in the moment, but like you'll get through it?
Yeah, I think getting,
I'm also like drunk.
Dude, honestly, same.
I don't sound like myself anymore.
That was a great question.
I think honestly, like, which I know is like dramatic to some people who might not live in California, but I think y'all still might understand. Like, I think not getting into clubs for being a man, or like being literally walked up to and saying like, with a gun especially, which doesn't happen to a lot of people, but like just saying in my situation, or like parties or like clubs, or like denied from, kicked out from, just like even at the bank, hearing your like birth name, like changing your changing your gender and everything like that, like being kicked out or like denied from certain things for like being what you were born as is like the most insane, disheartening thing like anyone could ever go through. And like feeling like someone you've wanted to be your whole life and then being like, oh no, you have to go because you're a man. And you're like literally not. You're like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, I'm not.
Goddamn.
So I just think that like literally even by people like you looked up to being like, get the fuck out.
And you're like, wait, why?
You're like, what? Why?
I'm just being myself.
Right. Like, you literally cannot see my coochie, so why are you telling me to leave?
Mm-hmm.
I think that, like, you don't need to see my private parts. You don't, like, why would, I'm not in sexual intercourse with you, so why are you judging me based off of literally something you don't even know? Because whether I had a vagina or not, people would still judge, like, mm-hmm. You know how people are. Yeah, like, yeah. Somebody would literally, like, still record, like, say, oh, you're a man. Oh, she's a man. Like, that's still gonna happen, but it's like regardless or not how far someone is into their transition, you shouldn't be judged. Like,
you should respect them for who they are.
Yeah, like I remember working at McDonald's, somebody walked in and they were like honestly like a homeless person in Glendale, and they walked in and she was trans, and my manager was like, look, Lila, it's your mom. And I was like, and I remember literally like that was literally made me so like sick. I was like, I don't know why you
the
think
manager
that's,
said that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know why you think that's so funny, but I'm leaving. And so I left. That's what started me leaving places. But
I was not on podcast though.
I was out of there.
Loser.
It was just like people are so rude. People are so rude.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any last words for the listeners and or viewers? You should be doing
both.
No,
I just think it's really, really important, honestly, for anyone watching that really needs it. Like whether they are your family, your coworkers, your inspirations on Instagram, whatever the fuck they are, if they say something that's rude, disheartening, or anything, bye. Literally never think of them again. All that matters is that you could literally get hit by a truck tomorrow, and that you are living your life so authentic and happy. And that's like, I feel like that's my, like, even, like, today, like, the fuck, I'm like, I could die tomorrow, but, like, as long as I'm so speaking my word on what is important and, like, being so happy, then that's what's important. And, like, defending people that need it, then that's what's important.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing.
You're being yourself, so you'll always be the bigger person.
Pop off, queen.
Pop the fuck off.
I love you, Lila.
Hell yeah. I love you.
With that being said, obviously, it's an honor having you here on our podcast. We love you so fucking much.
I love you guys.
And it's an honor having you as our very first trans guest.
Thank God.
That's fucking amazing.
Period. Who's the next?
I don't know. Give
you
us
should
some
really
suggestions.
Get something like pull Eden up or like Nikita.
Yeah, but,
or Gigi. The fuck?
You know so Nikita's much, fucking busy.
She's
ain't got no business wasting
but, like,
her time.
So
here.
Many people.
But yeah, I think it's very important to spread awareness about the fact that, like, obviously being trans, one of the most oppressed groups in society right now. Trans lives matter. Black trans lives matter. Let's keep awareness around all of that.
Exactly.
And we love you guys so much.
So much.
We love
over
you
here
so
on
much.
The Get In Loser podcast. Don't forget to follow us on all platforms at Get In Loser Pod. Audio comes out 2 days before video. As always, we love you guys so much.
Amari's gonna go
so
eat toast.
Much.
I'm gonna go eat toast.
I'm gonna eat a fucking taquito.
We love you guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Get in, losers.
We're talking shit.